to the capitals of Europe and Asia.
It is 35 minutes past 2 o'clock, and it is a delight to welcome a young woman who, I have to say, I liked right away.
Oh, thank you.
Billy Ewing, thank you for being here today. Basim brought you to my attention, and an event that you're hosting tomorrow in support of brain tumor awareness. I love all the puns that you have in here.
Yeah, they're real.
Tell us the name of this event tomorrow at Horace Mann Elementary.
Okay, and thank you for having me, Nikki. So tomorrow morning, having my first annual Billy's Believers Body Palooza, a Courageous Fitness Fundraiser, emphasis on the cure.
The cure.
Yes.
So the idea is that you come out. It's a very kind price,
and yes.
And this money, I'm assuming, goes back to promote awareness of brain tumors.
Yes.
And it's a 3-hour, 9 to noon, at Horace Mann Elementary. We were talking about it. It's kind of a sweet little campus, kind of elementary school campus, kind of tucked away.
I'm a Dayton Public School product, student, alumni, whatever you want to call it. And I'm a native Daytonian, and it just kind of trips me out sometimes that even though living here my whole life, there's schools and places that if you weren't on that side of town or you didn't have a reason to go, you just wouldn't know about it.
Yep.
But the few times that I have been in Horace Mann, I really enjoy the school. I really enjoy the kids.
And it does have that
campus feel. And like you said, they came here recently. The school does have like a campus feel. And I like to maybe... Sometimes you say promote the underdog
or
you know, and just bring attention to places where good things are going on. So I'm very happy that they are hosting this for the second time, and I appreciate their hospitality and everything.
Sure. We had a group of the school kids here. They were third through sixth graders, and Horace Mann has a connection after our own heart, because Horace Mann was the very first president of Antioch College here.
Well, see,
back in 1858.
You learn something new every day.
You do. And so they came, and we had a wonderful tour of the station. They were just so bright. We were talking about it. Their just eyes just sparkle. I'd love to see young children who are engaged and curious. And then they went over and had their picture taken. We have a historical marker, you know, those metal things, big sign for Horace Mann. So they all gathered around that.
Oh, cool.
And further, Horace Mann connection to my own life and beyond just the fact that his child, Antioch College here, is a part of the fabric of my life. His motto in life was, be ashamed to die without striking a victory for humanity.
Wow. Well, look who's here trying to strike a victory for humanity.
Isn't
I think that,
that
quote is stolen.
Isn't that something?
That's something.
All the way, all these wonderful
Absolutely.
Circles being
yes.
completed. We're in the studio with Billy Ewing. She is putting on an event from 9 till noon tomorrow at the Horace Mann Elementary School. It's called Billy's Believers Body Palooza, a Courageous Fitness Fundraiser. Again, that's from 9 until noon. Horace Mann Elementary School is at 715 Krebs Avenue in Dayton, Ohio. The best way maybe to find information is to go to Eventbrite.
Yeah, so for those that may not be on social media, the easiest way would be go to Eventbrite, and you can search for it. It is an active event still out there. And then for those that might be on social media, you can get to the link to get your tickets through my Facebook page, Billy's Believers.
Aww.
And my Billy is B-I-L-L-I, named after my father.
Aww.
Billy's Believers. And tomorrow's his birthday. I really didn't even plan it like that. So I'm going to try to be a big girl.
Another circle completing.
I'm all about the circles.
Yeah.
But it's Billy's Believers From Tumor to Triumph is the Facebook page. And there is a link to the event and everything in there. And you can also just pay at the door.
Yeah.
I just put them both out there just to make it, try to make it convenient for people.
And I read, so are you asking people to bring, do they need to bring
so
anything?
What it is, yeah, so we're going to have four fabulous fitness trainers and experts. We'll have Derek Williams from DNS Fit. And he's going to put it on you. You're going
to
find little
muscles.
Put you
through your paces.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're going to find muscles and things that you never realized existed. And we also have for sure is Marcy Walker, but it's Markinta Walker, and she is with Mission Fit Dayton.
Okay.
And she has a pretty upbeat workout format that she does too. And then we also have Maria Swanson, and she's with MVP Dance Fit. So kind of a combination of a dance workout, which is always fun. And I'm happy and so proud to say that we have my firstborn, Toby Ewing of Beyond the Clouds. And she's going to be our yoga instructor.
Oh, hey. Your firstborn is a yoga instructor.
My firstborn is training to do yoga.
Wonderful.
So she is going to share some of her newfound magic with us.
So
and I've already seen it. Yeah, so
bring a yoga mat.
Bring your mats because we will just be in the Horseman gym.
Okay.
And so those type of materials and things are not available. But I will be providing water for everyone. So the getting your ticket online just helps with the count to know how many people. Also helps the trainers to know how many people are going to be in probably in each session. But yeah, so those are the four. It'll be about 30-minute intervals for each one with small breaks in between.
What a nice arc
yes,
an exercise
And so, you know, you hear 3 hours, don't feel like, oh my God, I'm going to be working out 3 hours straight. You will be able to pick your intensity level. So please don't let anything minor discourage you if you have a minor.
You do at the level you can.
Yeah, my back hurts or I have flat feet. And so working out alone, just it bothers my feet. My feet get tired way faster than my physical body does, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's fun. It's fun. And I'm not Jane Fonda nor am I Richard Simmons. But since this experience, I have tried to do whatever I can to put myself in a better position, and that is not to say that I caused my tumor in any way.
Well, I want to get to that. Let me remind.
I did it.
Billy Ewing is her name, and you can find her on Facebook if you're on the social medias. Billy's Believers, and Billy is spelled B-I-L-L-I. I'll bet if you search Body Palooza,
I don't think there's a lot of Body Paloozas out there.
Yeah. So it's worth mentioning. So this whole event, it is a Courageous Fitness fundraiser, is in support of brain tumor awareness, and you had a brain tumor.
Yes,
and
I did.
And tell me about, first of all, what I'm, when Basim first came to me and said, yeah, this woman, she's doing these great things and is very positive and she herself is a survivor. What is the first sign? How did you first, within your own mind, because think about it, like your brain is thinking about the brain tumor.
Yes.
I mean, like, so it's within your own mind. How did you first know that, hey, I need to get this looked at?
Well, for me personally, my first and main symptom was vision issues mm-hmm. in my right eye.
Okay.
And because it's a brain tumor, and we all know that the brain is the central processing unit of everything, the symptoms that you can have, they vary because it depends on where it's growing and which nerves uh-huh. it is pressing against. Or in my case, my tumor was wrapping around my optic nerve. So depending on where it's at, you might, 9 times out of 10, it leads you into a different direction. So if I'm having vision issues all of a sudden in my right eye, where did I go? To my optometrist.
Right.
Yeah. So you start there. You use common sense. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it was the baffling part was it was just one eye. So by all means, do I want to have vision issues in both eyes? No, because that would have been really bad because I was literally losing sight over here. It was being very restricted and blocked.
Sure.
You know, so I didn't want it in both, but I noticed that it was just in one eye. Then all of a sudden that eye started bulging. And so you could see more of the white and not a whole Halloween hang out the eye, droop over and scare folks as I'm walking by. But it was enough for me to know, like, I'm looking in the mirror, like, what is going on? And then it started to tear, and it would constantly tear, constantly tear. So next thing I knew, I had a tissue, and I was doing this all day. And I said, people are going to think I'm having a nervous breakdown or something. So my particular situation was all eye issue.
Yeah.
I have a very close friend, a person that I consider a sister, and she is the reason for, you know, we talked about my difference of play on words and hashtags and things.
Yeah.
So one of my main ones is hashtag I am your one. And she is the only person, she is the one person that I knew that had a brain tumor before I had my received my diagnosis, and hers was growing lower brain, and so she was losing her hearing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, so you start to notice that you can't hear very well.
You go to the ear doctor.
Uh-huh. And it can be even simple things as something gastro. You know, something's going on in your stomach, and then stuttering all of a sudden, seizures all of a sudden. You may go to the speech pathologist. You're right.
You would tend to go.
And for one, is if you know to pay attention to even go. So step one is that I at least said, let me go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Something funky's going on with this eye. And just I was blessed that he and then the next doctor that he referred me to both knew that this is out of their realm.
Yeah.
And then they got me into the hands of Dr. Fleischman, who is a neuro-ophthalmologist.
Okay.
And so he specializes in vision issues being caused by something neurological, so something brain or spine related. And all these things, pinched nerves, you wouldn't believe how they affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he didn't tell me in that moment, but he later told me that he could see those little nuances in my eye when I walked in the door. And
wow.
So you got that sinking feeling like, oh man, I hope that it's not. But
so how long since your, between when you first were experiencing symptoms, did you finally get diagnosed and then finally have the operation?
Yeah, so from that first appointment
yeah.
to getting the MRI and receiving the results from Dr. Fleischman's office was 9 months.
Wow, that's quite a long.
Yeah, and that wasn't even 9 months of like me not proactively doing anything. It's just sometimes, you know, when you go into a specialist,
right.
your appointment might be 2 months out.
Yep.
And so that just literally was the time frame between those three doctors that it was confirmed.
Well, clearly a success. You, your eyes are beautiful.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You offer the spirit of this sort of wellness gathering tomorrow at Horseman to not just help you be a good, sound mind and body, but also to have an awareness of that. Will you have literature and we have things available for people to
absolutely. So aside from just the fun vendors, we'll have some people there that have some yummy healthy foods and some nice apparel. So we'll have some different fun things there, but I will have an official Billy's Believers table that will have brain tumor awareness information, and one of those is a pamphlet that lists the 7 most typical signs.
Sure, I'm sure that can be almost like
infinite,
but there are known common.
There are some common ones, and so the vision issue is a very common sign, and the loss of hearing, sometimes starting to stutter, headaches, of course, you know, but even migraines have their own name and diagnosis. So if you're having severe headaches, what do? You start on the migraine.
Right.
So it's not to scare anyone, but just going through this myself. When things start to get a little unexplainable, my thing is ask for the MRI to hopefully rule it out.
Sure.
Because what you don't want to do is do some guinea pig things, trying this, trying that. And then that's what it ends up being. And so those other things really were like little Band-Aids, possibly.
Right. Wrong moves, but sometimes time is of the essence.
Is of the essence. And so I tell, you know, it wasn't necessarily the type of tumor that I had. It's called a meningioma. And my neurosurgeon, Dr. Zuccarello, he'll be the first to tell you that if you had to pick a tumor out of a bag, that's the one that you want, because it's usually benign, which mm-hmm. mine was. So yeah. I didn't have brain cancer, and it's usually in a location that is operable. And so that is what my particular situation was. But he also said that by acting immediately, listening to my body to know that something was wrong, and being in a healthy enough state that they could do the surgery 100% like they were taught by the book. So I didn't have any other health issues, as in maybe diabetes or high blood pressure or anything to where I'm taking some other medicines. And so they have to now navigate this we don't want that because that medicine will interact with that one and cause this, or if my heart wasn't good to withstand a 13-hour surgery, which is what it was,
wow.
and things like that, you know.
So this event tomorrow, again, it's from 9 until noon at
yes.
Horace Mann Elementary School.
Yes.
That's at 715 Krebs Avenue in Dayton, Ohio. Search Eventbrite. If you put in Body Palooza, all one word, or put in Billy's Believers, Billy spelled B-I-L-L-I, sort of addresses all of these. It's about being healthy.
Yes.
About having a good, sometimes I think of, you know, our body is our vessel, and like you would tune up a motor.
Correct.
Keep your vessel in good standing. And again, a very kind price. You can search on Facebook at Body Palooza or Billy's Believers. Again, B-I-L-L-I. And 9 until noon tomorrow, we'll put a link to all of this up on WISO's Facebook page. And so when Basim first told me about you, Billy, he said she's an amazing singer.
Oh, Basim.
Basim.
He's letting the secret out.
He said you're beloved. And I mean, not to put you on the spot, would you do us like a verse and a chorus of a song that you particularly like?
I can do that.
Okay.
There is a particular song, and over the course of these 4 years, music is my happy place.
Music is a healer.
It is a healer.
Even the blues,
yes,
even the down stuff.
Yes, because it says what we sometimes can't put into words.
Yep.
And one of the first, not even one of, but the first get well gift that I got was from our local radio station, WDAL.
Oh, okay.
And that staff there is like family. And they got me a candle and 7 CDs.
Ooh.
Yes, because they knew, like, yes,
you're going to be
here at home, or you're going to need this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a semi sort of new song from a very familiar artist that I love, Layla Hathaway.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of have that old raspy thing going.
Okay.
And she has a song called Mirror.
And that's Bobby's daughter, right?
Yes. Donny Hathaway. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
And she sounds just like him,
right,
of course,
on.
In a female fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But the chorus, or the main part of it, excuse me, it goes like this. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. 'Cause when you love yourself, you don't need nobody else. 'Cause no one can love you like you. If you look inside, you'll find where your strength resides. No one can love you like you do. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend, and maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can.
Beautiful.
That song, the first time I heard it, I was driving to Indianapolis to a music conference, and I had to pull over on the highway. I said, Lord have mercy, Layla, you've been doing this to me since I was in the 7th grade. when I first found her, and she always just moved me, even as a young person, and she continues to do so. But hey, when you got a daddy like Donny Hathaway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Mirror by Layla Hathaway.
Just gorgeous.
Yes,
in studio with Billy Ewing. She's on the interwebs as Billy's Believers, and Billy is spelled B-I-L-L-I. Billy's Believers. It's Body Palooza, a courageous fitness fundraiser. It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, goes through noon, with 4 different aspects of physical goodness for physical health. And one of those is going to be yoga. If you'd like to take part in that, bring a yoga mat. Again, you can search at Eventbrite, look for Body Palooza or Billy's Believers, or find her online on across social media under Billy's Believers. Just a delight to meet you.
It's a delight to meet you too, Nikki. And here's the thing, my middle name is Nicole.
Well,
yes,
I knew I liked you.
Yeah, you know, you kind of got that Nikki Nicole vibe going.
I love it.
So yeah, when I sing, I just go as Billy Nicole. I just drop the last name.
Oh, sure.
But that's my real name. That's my real name.
So if you just try, you can probably catch our guest today in any number of places. Singing.
Sort of, kind of.
Promoting health.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of all over the place.
B-I-L-L-I. Billy's Believers. Billy Ewing, Billy Nicole, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you, YSO, for having me. I appreciate it, and I hope to see you guys. It'll be worth the drive. Just like me coming out here today, totally worth it.
Totally worth
the
drive.
And I hope to see some of you guys' faces tomorrow.
We'll put a link to all of this information on YSO. And we'll go out with Donnie, the father,
yes,
Donnie Hathaway.
It.
This is I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know.
Ooh, wee, wee, wee.
That's Excursions.
That's a good one.